SBS Radio.
Binalaan ni punong ministro Peter Dotton ng Home Affairs ang Australianong estudyante Alex Sigley na huwag nang bumalik sa North Korea. Nagpapatuloy ang mga tanong na nakapaligid sa kung ano talaga ang nangyari sa 29 na taon na pinawalan ng North Korea mula detensyon noong Huwebes. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Jarny Blacarly. Pagkatapos lumapag sa Tokyo, si Alex Sigley ay isa ng malayang lalaki pagkatapos ng mahigit na isang linggong detensyon sa North Korea. Buhat ng ligtas na dumating sa Beijing, ang 29 na taon ay muling nakasama ng kanyang asawang nakatira sa Japan. Samantalang hindi alam ang mga balak na paglalakbay, may ilang malinaw na payo si Ministro Peter Dotton.
I'd stay in Japan, I'd go back to South Korea, I'd come back to Australia. All of those would have to be better options before he returns to North Korea, and we've got advisories out to that effect warning people. So it needs to be an application of common sense here, and I don't think he'd put himself back in that situation.
Yeah. Inulit ng leader ng oposisyon Anthony Albanese ang payo ng ministro.
Probably pretty good advice for Alec, but it's probably pretty good advice for every single Australian as well.
Naglabas ng maiksing pahayag si Alex Sigley na nagpapasalamat sa gobyerno ng Australia at Sweden.
I just want everyone to know that I'm okay and to thank them for their concern for my well-being and their support for my family over the past week. I intend now to return to normal life, but wanted to first publicly thank everyone who worked to ensure I was safe and well.
Ngayong maligaya ng kasama ng kanyang asawa, kinumpirma din niya na kinausap niya ang kanyang pamilya sa Perth. Pero ang mga tanong kung ano talaga ang nangyari sa estudyante sa North Korea ay nananatiling walang sagot. Sinabi ni Dr. Nazanin Zaden Cummins ng Deakin University, isang researcher sa North Korea, na kakaiba ang nangyaring detensyon.
Other Westerners that we've seen detained in North Korea and other foreigners have tended to be involved with something like suspected espionage or illegally entering the country. But in Alex's case, we don't know of anything like that, so it's quite strange to see him having been detained. We don't know the specifics about why Alec was detained, and again, we may come to find out or we may never know.
Samantala, hindi pinalita ng Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade ang kanilang travel advice sa mga Australiano na nagbabalak magtungo sa North Korea, pero nagpatuloy na hikayatin silang isipin ang kanilang balak na paglalakbay.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.